been talking about five-minute fruit. What we've done is our series on fruit of the Spirit that we just got done with a couple weeks ago, or the week before Easter, when we started it, because of the way the world was, it probably feels way different now. And so what we want to do is each day give you about 5 minutes. Sometimes I'll go over. With yesterday's, I went under. Some of you probably cannot believe that. And so today we're going to talk about one, a five-minute fruit, patience. Love, joy, peace, patience. You want to just skip over this one? Because if you're like me, you don't even have the patience to hear about the patience that you don't even have. You know what I'm talking about? Like, does that make any sense? It does to me, because I tell you, I lose patience with people quickly. God has used my son more than anything to be of help. I know it's just, but there's just times where I just don't have it. Telemarketers. I mean, right? Can we just stop for a minute and testify, both hands up? And, you know, just things where you're on hold for over an, like right now, if you got to get a hold of anyone for anything, it seems like you're on hold just forever. And why are we talking about this today? Well, I want you to understand something, that patience refers to how we are going to endure something. And let me just tell you something. This whole state, government, church, if you want to say it that way, shutdown, it is going to cease at one point. It's going to stop. Life will go back to normal. When it goes back to normal, what story do you and I want to be written on how we endured? You see, make no mistake about it. We're going to endure. We're going to finish this thing. Coming up with this five-minute one here, a story came to my mind of when I was in high school. Now, when I played basketball in high school, I wasn't, you know, that great. Our team wasn't that great. We were a small Christian school. And so we just, more than anything, had fun, you know, whenever we would play. But when we played, we did, it was a serious thing. I'm not saying we didn't, you know, try. It's just we weren't in the league. We weren't, like, playing for state or anything like that. We didn't even have that ability. We just played other Christian schools like ourselves. But I remember one game, my coach all of a sudden just started giving me, you know, ripping me a new one, giving me the business, however you want to view it. And I'll never forget when it was, when the game was over, he came up to me and here's what he said. He said, "Nate, I just want to, can I say something to you? I just kind of want to apologize a little bit." He goes, "Sometimes I see the person, the player that you could be compared to what you sometimes play like, and I don't know how to convey to you that you're better than the way that you're playing." I mean, man, I mean, we're talking, that was 18 years ago, you know, at least maybe close to 20, closer to 20. And to this day, I don't forget that. And when I read verses like this, "I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in the manner worthy of the calling." This is Ephesians chapter number 4. "The calling which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit of the bond of peace. There's one body, one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to you, that belongs to your call." Sorry, can't even read today. I don't even have the patience to slow down. "One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all." But you understand something. You're going to get through this. What Paul is saying there is kind of equivalent to what I was told when I was younger. It's like, look, as followers of Jesus, as we're in him, one of the things that is evidence of that in the fruit in our life is that we are patient as we get through things, how we endure. When this is over, how do you want the story to be written? Each night when you go to bed, how do you want to look back on that day and look back and be able to, look, you're going to have some days where you're going to be like, "Can we just cross that one off? It's okay. You're at home. You just get up the next day in the same sweatpants and get right back at it," right? But I'm sharing this, kind of gets you to laugh a little bit for you to understand of this. When this is over, there's some things you won't be able to control, but that which you could control, how do you want to look back and see? With the Lord, he's called us for great things. As we are patient as we are in him, one of the fruit that comes off of that is the willingness to endure the way that he endured, which was proper and holy and full of goodness. Thank you so much, church. I hope this was a help to you. Please reach out if you need anything. Like we said, I love you. God bless you.